Dan and Rand and Jay will share tales of folks so unaware they lack in grace and sometimes choose the life they choose will make the news. Breaking down each epic fail in Florida, there's half-price bail. I'm happy to say they couldn't make this up. So listen to our podcast jam with co-host Arm and Dan. Bender, don't be a jerk, cause when the music hits, the funny hits, and we are gonna take you down. Stick around, make a sound, bunker down, it's Dumb People Town.
All right, everybody. Welcome to Dumb People Town. We have a great guest on the show today.
Thanks, man.
Not you, Dan.
Oh, although you are a great.
You're always
but
our
you're
guest.
Part of the. You're on our side of the. God,
thank
Dan.
You. I think you mean me.
We yes. do. Matt Walsh is joining us.
Thank you.
Someone we've known since New York.
I since remember. 2F, bro.
Department 2F.
2F, you're in the pilot. You're in the pilot
Let's
of 2F.
Go deep.
UCB.
Luna Lounge.
I think we've put you
Johnny
in everything
Spanish.
We've ever done.
Have we put you in everything we've ever done?
I think
Tops
we have
on Top. What was it?
Back on Top.
Back on Top.
Amazing. Tops on Tops?
Yeah,
tops
I'm old tops. Friend. Friend. Old friend
cheap
of, the,
seats?
Of the cheap seats, definitely.
You played
Stanford.
The one fan who left the Stanford-Cal game. The
early.
One Cal fan,
that was
or
a very
Stanford
funny
fan
bit.
Who left early.
Oh, man.
Very
it was
funny
so
bit.
Funny. You twisted it so many ways in that thing, too. we got it. We had a shot of a guy walking up out of the stadium from early in the game, and we decided to cut to that right before the greatest lateral
29
play
29 laterals. Guy runs over the marching band.
And
greatest ending to a game
and
ever.
We claimed that guy was you and how your life was different and how you just stayed in relationships
that was
longer
a good,
than you should have.
Solid bit. Thank you for that bit. It was okay. A little cramped office at Viacom. We probably recorded
God.
It
yeah.
somewhere off of
it
Times
was,
Square.
It was
no, it was the New Yorker,
New Yorker Hotel
that
down on 34.
Oh, even nicer.
Even nicer.
Right and by you, Penn Station there?
Yeah. You played
sure.
Gordon Sumner, but not Sting. We're like, are you... That
not
is stupid.
So many stupid things that. But I just love
your studios are much nicer now. By
thank
the way,
you.
You guys have come along.
They have. Well, anyway, I just love the fact that we've had so much history together, and
yeah.
you're doing so well right now. Veep is unbelievable. You are so good on that show.
Thank you.
It's funny because the character has evolved in many ways. Like people don't realize it. Like when you kind of get the feeling initially when you look at it, you're like, oh, he's the dumb one in that office, and then. I'm like, wait a minute. He might be smarter than everybody in that office. I love that.
I think Mike is, common sense-wise, he is the smartest, and he has a little bit of humanity that a lot of the other characters lack.
He takes so much shit
yes.
from everybody, and the way he takes it...
Especially his wife.
Especially his wife. The,
yeah.
the way he takes it, I think, is very humane and a excellent choice. Like, he doesn't dish it back that
no.
hard. It's amazing.
And by the way, when... Sean Spicer started day one. My Twitter feed just exploded.
I bet.
Everybody's
I
like,
imagine.
That guy is worse than Mike McClinton. Seriously, on day one, I got 100 tweets of people saying, on day one,
I know.
Unreal.
People are like, that guy's worse than Mike McClinton.
Do you have like your own personal feeling, like thoughts? I've wondered sometimes watching
about.
Him, Spicer, I've wondered sometimes oh. watching him if I'm like...
Well, you have to do scenes where you're running press conferences.
Yes.
I know it's a scene, but
yes.
you are in the moment.
But if there's times,
yes.
I just wonder if there's times where he's out there, even to himself, being like, oh God, I'm going to go out here and try and say this. There was one press conference like a week or two ago where halfway through his remarks on some topic, he was handed a note and mm-hmm. then changed his tone
yeah.
completely. And you were like, that... This
someone,
is on,
someone
this guy
saw
is
it.
On the fly right
someone
now.
Saw it and was like, shut the fuck up.
My advice for that guy is just quit your job. Like,
yeah.
you have to lie every day for the worst boss in the world, so
yeah.
you should quit your job.
Yeah, quit it. And yeah. this is a guy who kind of, I think he can cut it. I think
that's my
Walsh kind of speaks from experience.
Yeah,
absolutely true. That's a no-win situation.
the worst. I don't even know how anyone could do it. Well, listen, you're here. You're with us. I want to jump into a story right away, because, and we'll get to talking about more stuff down the road, but you are one of our favorite improvisers. Period. So we've got stories and
yes.
there's lots to talk about. Daniel, let's hear it.
All right, let's do one. Guys, thanks to everybody who listens to this show. You help make it by
sending in the stories.
Our research department.
Yeah, so just,
oh, really?
Yeah, there are ears on the ground.
Yeah, they're like, check out this one.
Crowdsourced.
Mm-hmm.
Love
and
it.
The best way to do that is at Daniel Van Kirk, hashtag Dumb People Town. It is so funny, though, when I'm going through mm-hmm. the feed of people who have submitted these
right.
to the hashtag, sometimes... regarding something else entirely, someone has just hashtagged Dumb People Town, and I get into some, I'm looking at a tweet, and then I'm like, wait, this, no, this is a person who just wrote Dumb People Town in the context of their own life.
It's not a story. Yeah. Yeah. Where are we, in Dumb People Town here?
Yes. It throws me off quite a bit.
Hey, so. Jeff Wills, what are we in Dumb, and you're like, who's Jeff Wills?
Yeah, they're like yelling at someone, I'm like, whoa, this is a beef.
Why don't you take a train to Dumb People Town? We're like, where's this, Dan's like, where's the story?
Where's the story? But for everybody who does that, it is hashtag Dumb People Town at Daniel Van Kirk. Thanks for doing that, guys. This was sent in by Scott Laughlin at SC Laughlin. I imagine that stands for
Wasn't
Sports
that a
Center.
Show on NBC? Laughlin, or Laughlin, California.
Laughlin, SC.
Laughlin, Nevada.
Thank you.
That's for a lot of trailer homes, Scott.
Trailer homes and casino. There's a casino.
Yeah,
there.
It's like old people's Vegas, right?
Yes.
And
yeah,
there's a river like right in front of the
Colorado
casino.
River.
It is
like,
Colorado.
If your bladder, if your bladder can't make it on a road trip to Vegas, Laughlin is your answer.
We got people told me it's really fun if you really if you go there knowing what you're gonna do, because you can tube on the Colorado River, like right in front of the casinos. Mm-hmm. It's
naked. I'm sure you can do that.
Yeah,
tube
sure.
naked down the Colorado.
It's Laughlin. We're happy you're here.
Shoot a multi-action gun, probably. No problem.
In the casino.
No, I don't think you can do it indoors.
Okay.
I don't think so.
Just
well,
people,
Nevada's pretty wild, maybe.
People spinning around
spraying
in tubes.
Bullets
on an inner tube down the Colorado.
That's how you push yourself down the river.
Dude, take my picture. Hurry up.
Yeah, I went so far ahead of you with that kickback.
That'd be a good selfie.
Gun.
Yeah.
Flying.
Gun, inner tube, Colorado tube. River.
A lot of things have culminated in your life if you're there.
Yeah.
And gone wrong.
Yeah. Or terribly right.
What began as one man's trip to the supermarket for 2 gallons of milk. Is that a lot?
Not if you have a child that's drinking milk.
No. Yeah, that's a week's worth if you have kids.
Because my mom raised my two brothers and myself by herself. And I bet there was a time when we were going through 4 or 5 gallons of milk a week.
Oh, yeah.
Sure. Gallon
three
a day.
Boys just
sure.
Like,
well, you have 3 kids.
We have 3 kids.
You got to really lay
we're
down.
We're probably down to like a half gallon a day. We're not a full gallon.
Gallon a day.
Of milk.
Kids just drinking huge glasses of milk.
I know. They go straight from
and
the
by
gallon.
The way, milk is now.
Coffee.
People who haven't bought milk for a long time, milk is now $27 a gallon.
That's really expensive. No way.
That is no exaggeration.
We got it. We got to stop our reliance on foreign milk.
And we can't we source it ourselves? Can't we use solar power?
I think it's expensive to ship it from China.
It is.
Those Let's milk use, tankers.
I want to use wind power to create our milk.
Well, it began as one man's trip as a trip to the supermarket for 2 gallons of milk. In all places, Georgia's dairy capital.
Mm-hmm.
Excuse me, friends.
Make it.
This attempt to get milk spilled over. Pun intended, I'm imagining.
God.
I love when reporters get funny.
Don't cry over this attempt.
Into a 95-mile-per-hour police chase through 2 counties. Started out to go get milk, ends in a 95-mile-per-hour
police
chase.
Honey, I'm just going to go out and grab some milk. You don't mind.
Hurry
do
back, okay?
I'll be right back.
You I promise? Because we have things we need to do.
Don't put pressure on me, and maybe I will. Can I at least? All right,
what's
fine.
The worst that could happen, babe?
I'm going right out. I'll be right back.
Is that what OJ said? Was that his defense?
His alibi?
Initially was the 2 gallon of milk defense.
I just was on the 405. What was it, AJ? Who was the driver?
AC.
AC was getting the milk.
He was getting
and OJ was just riding shotgun.
He's like, I got the milk.
Juice.
And I got the OJ.
I'm just getting some milk.
This milk's bad, man. It doesn't matter anymore. The milk doesn't matter anymore.
Milk's laying down.
Matters,
milk's
OJ.
On its side.
The milk still matters. No, man. It's gone.
Bad to see my mama.
Yeah, all because the Putnam County Sheriff tells it, a man named Michael Douglas Freeman, he could have stopped at the Douglas, wanted to smoke a cigarette on a bus. That's how this all went down. A guy went to get milk, had to take the bus to do it, and was like, you know what?
So this
I'm
is,
dialing it back.
Wait a minute.
Here.
So now I'm picturing that this is a speed thing. He's going to commandeer the bus.
Yes. Oh,
That's a bummer, though, if you don't have a car to get milk. You know what I mean?
Yeah,
that's kind of a refrigerated item.
Yeah.
And you know, buses are not always on time.
But think about New York. We all lived in New York.
Yeah.
We had to
Yeah, but you would walk it in New
York.
You'd
walk it. There was a grocery store every
You kind of controlled the return of the milk by foot.
Well, Freeman lives near northern shores of Lake Sinclair, was a passenger on the Putnam Transit bus on Friday afternoon. He'd ridden the bus to Eatonton. I don't know. On Friday morning, and was
that's where Mark Eaton is from.
And was cool. And was toting the milk he'd just bought. About 3:30 p.m., when he was almost home, Freeman lit a cigarette. Who is he? who is he mad at? Because he knows that this is going to start an altercation.
Yeah.
And it's not going to be with whoever he's really mad at because they're not on that bus.
It definitely started with sent him to go get the milk and he didn't want to leave.
It definitely started with him saying to himself the phrase, not going to tell me.
Right.
Yeah.
Not going to tell me.
But you know, like in every Seagal movie, when a guy lights a cigarette where he isn't supposed to, so that Steven Seagal will come over and be like, you need to put that out.
Yeah.
But he's like, but what out?
I'm not gonna ask. He feels like a no filter cigarette too.
Oh, for
right?
sure.
That
yeah.
guy?
Yeah. Yes, part of me though wants it to be a Virginia Sims 600. Yeah, just a guy with a long
menthol 860.
Yeah.
Just a long
more red 120s.
So he knows that he's like he probably said to himself, show these assholes.
Yeah.
Brown. I just thought of the brown wrapper on the Moore cigarette. Oh, my aunt smoked those. Wasn't it a brown wrapper?
Yeah, brown wrapper around it.
Moore
red 120.
That's like cabbage leaf and asphalt.
And ass.
And yes. ass, yeah.
Well, Michael Douglas Freeman, lit a cigarette. Sheriff Howard Still said the woman driving the 20-seater bus, small bus?
Pretty small.
20 seats
sound small.
It's like a shuttle from Hertz.
Mm-hmm. The bus was carrying Freeman and another man on board. She, the driver, promptly told Freeman to put out his cigarette.
Put it out.
The, quote, obviously intoxicated Freeman, quote, took exception, the sheriff said.
Not going to tell me.
So he was morning drunk, right?
Oh, morning drunk
to get milk. That's an interesting impulse.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I don't really think of milk when I'm drunk.
Maybe it was one of those deals.
I think pizza or beef sandwich.
Where he was tricked out of the house.
No.
Like, dad's drunk. We can't fight him, but we can make him think he can help us by doing something.
Let's give him an errand.
Yes.
Let's give him an errand.
Tell him he can make a white Russian when he comes back.
He can make 50.
2 gallons of milk.
Oh. I just like that idea. When the driver pulled over.
Like setting up 50 glasses.
Yeah, all at once, too.
Kind of trying to, like,
constantly saying to himself, who's having a party?
That or trying to recreate the scene.
Not stopping the pour, recreating the scene
from Cocktail where he's like flipping jugs of milk.
Isn't that the Lebowski drink, the White Russian?
Yes, it is.
Ooh.
It is. You can keep
that's
the rough.
It's a meal.
The driver pulled over east of US 441 near Scuffleboro. You're already
great town name.
I agree.
But you're
Eaton
getting ready for
and
a fight.
Scuffleboro. Okay, I know where I am.
You're getting
literally
ready.
In a town ready for a fight.
This is Missouri?
Georgia.
Excuse me.
Yep.
Sorry. Okay.
She told Freeman to stop smoking or get off the bus. Simple, right?
Mm-hmm. She gave him his options.
He took a third option.
What is
Michael Douglas Freeman snatched the keys from the ignition. Which, to me, is she let him get too close.
Yeah.
Right?
But she's a woman, though. I mean,
yeah,
she might have been afraid.
I don't know that she can control a drunk guy with milk.
Afternoon bus
and
driver.
A cigarette, yeah.
I feel like she could handle it.
Did he have the milk? We don't know if he had the milk yet.
No, he had it.
He had it. So this is the return trip.
Yes.
Yeah,
sorry.
On his way back.
Yeah.
You're right. He's really mad that he had to go out and get milk.
Yes. Okay.
So he's like, this cigarette is for me.
Right.
There's only one other person on the bus. Who cares?
Right. And I can't fight with whoever I'm going home to right now.
So this woman is going
to
get it.
Yes. Yeah. I'll fight with whoever wants to start it up on this bus. Mm-hmm.
I dare you to tell me. Remember, I dare you to knock this battery off my shoulder.
Robert Blake.
Is that Robert Blake?
Really Robert Blake?
Wow.
I wonder.
No, it was not Robert Blake.
Robert. Baba Black Sheep.
It's Robert Conrad.
Robert Conrad. Thank you. Sorry.
The guy who lost in the famous race
to Gabe Kaplan
in the Battle of the Network Stars.
But the famous race
for people of our era.
Star of Welcome Back, Kotter.
I dare you to knock this battery off my shoulder.
It's like an alkaline battery.
But how does that sell a battery?
I don't know.
The battery that
I could so easily knock it off your shoulder.
Honey, we need
just by a fake punch to your face.
Making you flinch.
It's down.
Yeah.
The three of you are celebrities.
Honey, I need a battery. We need some batteries for the remote. Well, what kind should we
get? Yeah, what kind of battery was
should we get the ones that last long?
No.
Or should we get the...
No,
the ones that you can't knock off a TV
that have a low center of gravity that are really hard to topple.
Here's my question.
You know, it is a battery, so let's think about how we're going
to using it to power something for a long time.
Let's think about how we're going to use this.
Let's go with low center of gravity.
Would the three of you do celebrity sports competition?
Yes,
I would. Yeah,
oh my God.
But I wouldn't challenge. Gabe Kaplan when I'm 5'3" or whatever, right?
What would you want?
Just simple strides.
Yeah.
You know he's going
to.
Maybe push ups, Conrad could have beaten him.
Yeah.
He was sturdy.
Yeah.
Or pull ups, yeah.
Matt, what would you want your event to be? What would you be willing
It would be a group event, like, I don't know,
tug of war,
volleyball, shuttle run, I don't know.
I think they could bring that back. I would watch it.
That would be fun.
Yeah.
I think they are bringing it back.
That would be fun.
They are bringing Battle of the Network.
Are they?
Really?
Yeah.
Was Network Stars between other networks, or was it NBC's horses? You know what I mean?
Like,
was
yeah.
NBC promoting their
I
stuff?
I think it was between other networks.
Wow.
I think they did an interview.
So you had to have, like it's one thing to have, like, civic pride. Like,
I think we should do Battle of the Streaming Stars and just have, like, stars.
Different like podcasts.
The VOD.
Jeffrey Tambor and, like,
oh, yeah.
Dressed as Mora in the hot.
Team CISO looks
and the
ready
girl
to
from
go.
OA.
Yeah, the girl from OA. And the kids from,
Kids from.
Well, Stranger Things.
Matt, the UCB show, you could get on that then too.
CISO.
You represent
sure, CISO.
CISO.
We'll go. Yeah. CISO versus Netflix. Let's go.
Why not? How funny would that
Let's
be?
Let's do this, Crackle.
Battle of the Streaming Stars. Battle of the Streaming Stars might have to be pitched.
I'd be down for it. All right, so she said, get off the bus, finish a cigarette, right?
Mm-hmm.
Or put out the cigarette.
Yeah.
Another option he went with. After
I'm take the keys.
Yep. That he escalated, believe it or not. After cutting her on the arm with the keys... Sharp keys.
What?
Shit.
He pulled out his lighter and briefly ignited her hair.
Oh, my God.
Oh, my God.
Still, too close.
This is the point where you say, maybe I shouldn't be a bus driver.
Yeah, this is when you're like, I can't deal with people anymore.
Yeah. The driver swatted out the flames and wasn't injured, which is why we're okay with telling
Thank
the story.
God,
amazing. But still should not have been approached.
She
like
and
that.
The other passenger hopped off the bus.
Smart.
I hope that went down with her looking at the guy, the third guy who had not gotten out of his seat for a moment of this and said, come on, we're off the bus.
Let's
like,
go.
Made him get off. Like, this is his bus now. We're leaving this to Michael Douglas Freeman.
That's right.
You know what I'm thinking? She was probably buckled in, you know, because bus drivers usually go, you need to put, they don't usually unbuckle.
Yeah.
She was probably seated. Turned around and said, you need to
backseat,
by the way, the
put that out or get off. And then he probably came up behind her.
Grab
and she's buckled in. That's not a fair fight if you're buckled in.
Yeah.
You could light somebody's hair easy.
But I would say this. The unbuckle is an act of aggression.
unbuckle? Well, not if he'd lit her hair first.
No, but the unbuckle of like... We're going to
see. Yeah.
Like, if you unbuckle, that means I'm ready to kick your
ass.
Yeah,
and then it's going to get physical.
Right? And you're
sure.
in Scufflesboro, too.
Don't make me unbuckle this.
Don't forget, this is all in the context of Scufflesboro.
Scufflesboro Township.
How it got its name.
For this very bus fight, just
they
like
knew.
This.
Freeman allegedly took the wheel and sped off.
Wow.
My bus now.
By the way, how do you know how, first of all, that is amazing, because I don't think I don't know if I would know how to properly steal a bus.
Yeah,
it probably doesn't just drive like a regular car.
Even sometimes the closing the door thing is hard
to figure
out.
Yeah, that thing is.
I'm just picturing three step kids staring at bowls of cereal, waiting for milk.
The poor kids waiting for
dry
their daddy's milk.
Dry Lucky Charms.
It wasn't premeditated, so I don't think he worried about how to drive the bus. I think it was probably
he figured it out.
Yeah,
in the moment he's like, if I just move this thing here,
fight or flight.
Yeah.
He already fought, so now he's in flight.
Yeah. He zoomed up and down the road.
So for him, it was fight and flight.
But he did both. Yeah,
both.
It wasn't an either or. You're right.
He zoomed up and down the road a couple times, cussing as he passed the driver and left behind passenger on the roadside. Still said, "quote I guess he demonstrated his ability to drive." Is that a little bit of like a nod to him there?
I guess.
No, that is somebody being like. That is her in a moment of where her hair was just on fire. She was just threatened, making a joke. So I give this woman all the credit in the world. I guess he demonstrated his ability to drive.
Mm-hmm.
It's interesting, though, to like after you commit that crime, to like come back and forth a couple times to the people on the curb going, I got your bus. I got your bus.
Who's what are you? Well, I'm smoking in here.
Uh-huh. Yeah. That's like a victory lap,
right?
Maybe
he did a deal where he stopped to like let them on the
close
bus
it
and
real
then
quick.
Close the door and then pulled up a little
bit. You guys want to get on? You guys want to get on?
Yeah, nope.
I'll take you where you need to go.
Welcome to the Freeman Express. Let's go. Smoking is allowed on this bus.
Yes.
At one point, he then, Freeman tossed driver Linda Grant's purse out the window and kept going.
Well, that was decent.
Do you think he yelled, I'm not a thief?
Yeah. That's one
I think
thing
that's
I'm
decent.
Not. That's right. It's really decent.
Yeah.
A Putnam Sheriff's deputy soon spotted the white and blue bus racing towards the P Bridge Road. I also want him to be making stops.
That's what I said. Yeah. Picking people up.
Oh, that'd be amazing.
Wouldn't it?
You come and go. Where are you going? Are you going? Let's go.
It's just, if a bus driver pulls up smoking a cigarette.
Don't get in that
with
bus.
With 2 gallons of milk on their lap.
Mm-hmm. Do not,
do
get,
not
in.
Get on that
I love
bus.
That the milk is on his lap.
In my mind.
Okay.
It's still a priority.
Maybe it's on the dashboard.
Or it's rolling up and down.
I dare you to, I dare you to knock this gallon of milk off my shoulder.
Okay, we've all lived in major cities. The amount of times I've spent on a like CTA bus
where a bottle is rolling,
watching
up and down.
A bottle roll all around, it becomes some sort of like
Then it becomes an issue of responsibility.
No,
is going to pick this up?
This is crazy. In our when we recorded our stand up special for CISO a couple weeks ago in Chicago, in both shows
at the same time,
at the
in
same
both
point
tapings,
in the show,
beer bottle fell over.
Bottle fell over.
Really?
Like on the floor. In the same bit? In the same?
What? Was there a Foley guy in
not
the
audience?
He's standing there waiting for the timer.
I'm helping.
Tip the bottle.
And it wasn't a bottle. It was him recreating the sound.
And then there was like
the
weird, like coconut horse hooves.
That is so true, though. Bus always has some weird thing, like
just
when they accelerate.
And everyone watches it.
I've seen that on a plane too. Sometimes,
what?
Like you'll see like something roll on takeoff.
How many planes are accelerating and decelerating?
Well, on takeoff, you'll see something come backwards on the app. The weirdest thing I saw on a bus that made me think of, I took a bus from, I had a girlfriend in D.C., and I took one back to Chicago, and we were somewhere in Memphis, it was like a Greyhound, and there was a poor kid who had, you know the halo to isolate, like if you have a neck injury,
yes.
And they put the halo on it, and they screw it
into your head to keep your neck immobile.
This grandma brought this poor kid with a halo for like a 500-mile bus trip.
Oh, wow.
I didn't mean to bum everyone.
No.
That was a strange thing to see on a bus.
And he was rolling up and down the aisle.
No, he was in the back, but still.
A couple
it was
of
rough.
Screws got loose.
And a really bad smelling bathroom on that bus. Oh, dear Lord.
A normal smelling bathroom on a bus?
Bad smelling.
Who has ever been like, I took a trip from Chicago to D.C., Greyhound bus smelled amazing. The bathroom was just incredible. I mean, you one of the best smelling bathrooms I've ever smelled.
So
in
fresh.
Life.
We were in Turkey. Randy and I were in Turkey, and we took a bus from Istanbul all the way to Cappadocia, which is in the center of the country. It's this crazy like moonscape place. 12-hour bus ride.
Pamukkale, the white phosphorus baths.
Beautiful.
Yes,
we went to those.
I've been there.
Those are amazing.
I love that you've been there.
That's gorgeous.
So we took the bus ride to the center of the country, and as soon as the bus started rolling in its first hour, the windows are all up. Everyone starts smoking. Everybody on the whole bus starts smoking. Then we all kind of, there's a loud Turkish movie going on. It was an overnight bus. So eventually we fell asleep and we got woken up by the person who was like the stewardess on the bus.
He was like the bus steward.
Bus steward walking on the aisle. And he handed our buddy Dave this clear bottle. And Dave opened it up and started drinking it. It was cologne.
Oh!
He drank like
I just love that.
I wish everyone could see Matt Walsh's face right now.
We will be coming through the cabin with cologne. When is that ever?
Why would anyone throw up? Yeah, he spit it out and started throwing up.
Oh.
And every time, and we would go to these, because it was an overnight thing, we'd pull into this totally dark, rundown place, and then all of a sudden all the lights would come on and then they'd open up the whole place. You did that too.
Yeah.
They would just open up this place and be a market.
Bus station hopping. Yeah. Right. I had a thing where I think it was Turkey or Yugoslavia, but I didn't speak the language and I had to get somewhere and it was like, those buses are always packed.
Always.
And I broke in English, said I gotta get, otherwise, you know, I'd be there for another 12 hours. So the guy's like, come here. In broken English, he opens the luggage thing and underneath he has a little cot and a pillow in one of the luggage compartments of the bus. And he goes, you go here for next stop. I'm like, so I was under the bus.
No!
But it wasn't the next stop. It was like 2 hours.
No, man.
I was freaking fucking out.
I can only imagine.
You're like, this is how I die.
This is it. Because no one's going to look in the thing. If the bus crashes, they're just going to check the bus. All right, scrap it. Throw the whole thing out.
Oh, my God.
I literally was underneath the bus with the door closed for like a couple hours.
They shut the cargo door.
I think it was, yes.
No air.
Because he would take... There was air because I didn't suffocate, but it was instant. The minute he closed it, I'm like, this is a bad idea. This is a really, because my parents won't know how I died.
Nobody. No one will know.
And you're like 6 inches from the ground or nine inches from the ground.
Exactly.
Every bump, you'll probably feel.
And there was like a bed in there and a light, and I tried to read to distract myself because he did take naps in there, but he didn't take naps when it was rolling.
Man, I can't even.
That is.
How was the bathroom?
There was no bathroom underneath. There was no bathroom
underneath.
Just
pooped in someone's own suitcase.
But that was really scary. Yeah, oh I can't believe God. I did that.
Can you imagine that?
You got in. You were a willing participant.
I did because it was one of those things, like he's saying, like you're in a dark town. I think it was Turkey, I want to say.
I gotta go.
To get 12 hours to Istanbul or whatever. I'm like, I'm not going to wait here. I don't know anyone. So he's like, come here. And he goes, I sleep here. You want? I'm like, all right. He made me think it was okay. And he's like, one stop. And I'm like, okay, 5 minutes, 10 minutes. It was a couple hours. And I got out of that fucking thing.
Yeah, what did you just, when he opened
it up? It was like so freaked out.
Yeah, I could imagine.
So freaked out.
Oh my God.
Matt Walsh, professional stowaway.
Listen,
that's what it was like.
What if someone was stowed away in this
What do you mean?
On this police one.
Nobody's going to find him.
No.
Nobody checks the luggage when there's a bus crash.
They got into like Oconee Springs going 70 miles per hour, deputy on its tail. The guy like ran an Escalade off the road.
Wow.
They then got onto Sparta Highway. They know their names down in Georgia.
I like Pea Bridge, by the way.
Yeah,
that's a good name.
Too,
the Pea Bridge.
Yeah. Where another deputy was waiting. The bus rumbled over some spikes designed to halt fleeing automobiles, but I think a bus could go for a while.
Keep
going. Took him.
Flattening one of its front tires, that didn't stop it. It didn't stop Michael Douglas Freeman either.
No.
It motored on with its lame tire flapping, topping 95 miles per hour.
At 95 on a flat?
And cresting hills on the wrong side of the highway, it's a street towards Hancock County. 31 miles into the pursuit when the bus reached the courthouse square. He's literally driving to the courthouse.
He's driving to where he will be.
At about 4:15, a Putnam deputy rammed the bus to a stop. That's when cops are done. They're done with you.
They're like, we're going to ruin some of our property to end this
thing. But you have a much smaller vehicle. That's a brave move.
Yeah. Hugely brave.
An ambulance came, but no one was hurt. Even so, it took some doing to get Freeman off the bus. He would not open the door. He is not
just
giving up.
Just drinking the milk.
I got milk in here for days, assholes.
Straight drinking milk.
Smoking.
Then he tried to bite an EMT. The EMT is always the most thankless.
Yeah.
They really try and bite an EMT.
It's in quotes here. Freeman was jailed on charges including battery, aggravated assault, eluding police, and drunken driving.
Mm-hmm. Stolen vehicle?
Yes.
That's not even in there?
No. It probably is there. Okay.
Grand Theft Auto?
The sheriff said, as for the milk, though still cool, it had to be tossed. Quote, it was going to spoil. The milk still cared. I'm going to ask you guys.
How old?
No.
How much was the bail?
I will tell you his age if we want.
Okay.
But the more fun thing here, we could do two. It's up to you.
Let's do both.
Okay, first off, how old is Michael Douglas Freeman?
I'm going to say older.
Okay.
Like what?
Over 45. Is that
pick an age?
Oh, I have to be more specific. Jesus. All right, I'll go 55.
55 from Matthew Walsh.
I say he's 39.
39, Jason Sklar.
I say he's 28.
28.
Yeah, he's like already, but acting like he's 55.
Okay. Michael Douglas Freeman, 63 years
old.
Matt Walsh for the win.
I felt that one. He's smoking still. You know, the youngsters, they don't smoke.
Here we are. Ready?
Uh-huh.
They made note of what total this would make his number of DUIs that he has had.
Okay.
How many DUIs?
Oh, that's why he's on the bus.
Yeah. Yes. Oh. Yeah, but that didn't stop him from getting another one.
He took the bus.
He took that bus.
And you'll never get another DUI again.
How many DUIs has Michael Douglas Freeman had, including the bus one? Who'd have thought you'd get one riding the
bus? I'm going to go last on this one.
Okay.
I like the last position on this one.
I think he's got 26.
26 DUIs?
I think that's high.
I'm going to say he's got 12.
12
Ooh, good DUIs. Guess. I'm going to go 11.
Cut him off.
Okay. No, it isn't Price is Right, so just closest
if
straight
up. If you're closest,
up.
Yeah.
Closest.
This will be Michael Douglas Freeman's 7th DUI.
Matt Walsh
again.
That was gameplay. That one was pure gameplay.
That was
gameplay.
It was gameplay. I just wanted it to be an outrageous number. I just really wanted it to be outrageous.
7 feels outrageous.
Like 26, you probably would get your legs taken away.
26, you're in jail, right? Yeah, hopefully.
Yeah. That's like a compulsion to drive drunk, really.
7.
Because he was on the bus, and then he had to get behind the wheel.
I'm not. Drunk. That's a point where someone's like,
instinct that I must drive.
Do you think that was part of the argument when he left? Honey, I'm going to take the bus. I'm not driving. I'm fine to go get bus.
What's going
to
happen?
But he saw those keys, and it was like, oh my God, I got to use those keys.
To me, he definitely had the milk on his lap the whole time. Because you know when people get drunk, and they hang on to one specific thing the whole night?
Yes.
Like, come on, buddy, we're going. Like, wait. Yeah. Where's my milk? Don't worry about the milk.
Just leave the milk.
Mountain.
The milk is bad.
I gotta
now.
Get the milk.
Teddy bear I won at the carnival?
Yeah, nope.
The whole night.
Where's the ZZ Top mirror?
And then
they reached
that other level, which you know is my favorite. The drunken level of everything is happening too fast. They just kind of wait a second.
Wait a second.
Get in the goddamn car. Can we just wait a second?
We're taking our time.
Do you?
Everybody just
you're like in a food place getting like chicken shawarma at 2 in the morning. The guy wants to take your order. Can you wait?
Can everybody just wait a sec? No.
Yeah.
No, we can't wait.
He probably was like, I'm just going to finish the cigarette. Yes. Just going to finish the cigarette. It's not a problem.
You got to get off the bus.
And then you tip your hand before you do it. Can I see those keys for a second? No.
I think the keys were like shining like a.
Yeah.
And they just hypnotized him. Once he saw the keys.
And he switched both jugs to one hand right before he. Yeah.
Yep. And then he's like on a move.
Yeah.
The keys were like speaking to him.
Pulled out a lighter, went for the hair first.
We're all assuming 2% milk, right? At least.
Oh, yeah.
No, yeah.
That's whole milk right there.
Deep.
You think whole milk?
Whole, definitely.
Do they say in the story?
No, but no one's
assuming. I would say 2%.
Wouldn't it be great if it's almond?
Yeah, I guarantee you it's not almond.
He made a prudent choice in another area of his life. You know, I can't have that dairy.
Yeah. You don't buy gallons of almond, usually.
I think that's the moral of the story.
Yeah.
Don't buy gallons of almond. All right, the first story in the books. Matt Walsh with us here on Dumb People Town. We'll be back with more DPT right after this.
Stick around, make a sound for more Dumb People Town.
Hey, everybody, welcome back to Dumb People Town. We got Matt Walsh with us. New season of Veep starts April 16th, HBO.
Good memory.
And if you watch...
We're fans of the show. We watch it.
It's really the funniest, fastest show on TV.
What is this, six?
Yeah, seven? This will be six? Season six.
Wow, amazing. Man.
And she's How not did... president, as you know.
Yeah.
Yes, yes. How yes. did these guys... I mean, I guess it just works, but how do these guys from England get our political system so right? Like,
it's amazing.
Understand?
Yeah,
these are the guys who created the show.
Yeah, and they understand our garbage culture too. Like, you guys are good at pop culture references. They could go toe to toe almost with you guys.
That's amazing.
They're that good at like all the garbage things we know.
Yeah,
they're
yeah.
that good too. But they don't write it anymore. You know, they stepped away after season 4.
Sure,
yeah.
But I mean,
but yeah, they do.
They had it.
I think the distance helped them, actually, like to be overseas and look at this country. I think it does help you understand it, but their depth of knowledge was incredible.
Yeah, because absolutely. I would say, well, we know a ton, but it would be like us trying to get inside baseball.
The House of Commons.
Inside the House of Commons.
Or Premier League players. You know, right. Like they could do that about our NFL guys. I'm not kidding you. Like, they're so well-versed in everything about our country. It was amazing.
Yeah, it's just incredible.
Is that show a big hit in England, too? I mean,
Veep?
Yeah.
I think so. It airs on like Sky or something. I don't necessarily know. I haven't been over there since the show aired, probably.
I'm sure. It's like the type of
Armando's
show.
Armando's pretty much like a revered, like, TV I don't know guy. If we have a version of who's like the most, he's like Judd Apatow, sort of. Like Judd, I would think of as one of the more respected.
Or Mitch Hurwitz, maybe?
Mitch Hurwitz, yeah, exactly.
That realm.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He's very respected.
I mean, it is amazing that it, and literally garners such great, it's loved by comedy folks, it's loved by regular people, regular folks who are into politics, and it is just, I'm sure, a pleasure to be a part of. How
it is.
Does it ever get, do you get into a mode as you're doing it to where you're like, all right, this is going really fast? I can't even imagine, like,
yeah, it is like, you know, spring training, like the first episode, you're like, I can't do this yet. And then as the season goes on, you fall into the rhythm, and
there's a speed with which it goes that just is like on a walk and talk between two people who've got. But to me, it represents how quickly everybody's mind works in Washington. And that's just like a classic.
Well, I think Armando created it, so it was that sort of fast. They love the insults. It was definitely, founded on brutal cutdowns. The whole show, that's the hardest thing is people will size you up and go to your weakest flaw, and then the writers will have a joke about it, and you have to stand there and go, pretty funny. And the other worst part is there'll be a guest actor in for one day, and if he's obese, you're delivering a fat joke to him. You don't even know the guy.
Yeah.
It's like, what's up, fatso? And then you're like, hey, man, I'm cool guy, just so you know. Because we literally would hang out afterwards, so we were friends, so you knew it was just comedy and it was just work. But if you're meeting someone for one day and the first thing they say,
that's all you get.
It's like, hey, fatso.
Hey, I didn't get a chance to say goodbye. Oh, he's already on a plane.
Yeah. You do make a point of making sure they know you're a nice person if you're just there for a day.
The nicest. It's so funny that everybody is so mean on that show. Like, their characters are so mean. And then Back at All's character
the king of it.
I'm saying, he's at a point where, even the characters on the show are you can't go there.
No.
He is the limit. He's the limit as to where everybody
He's
can
the
go.
Id.
He is so filthy. And the writers love, he had some filthy jism line, right? It was just so harsh. It's like, I can't even sit around this line. I can't even be in the room. It's just so like getting hit with it.
I love it. It's hard to keep that up. It's hard to keep it up in the current political climate of people being so angry at politics and it being so polarized. So I'm anxious to see the new season.
I think people this year are super excited to laugh at something political.
Yes.
I'm more than ever, because it's such a nightmare.
Yeah.
People,
it's escapism.
Anecdotally, it is. I think we will provide some escape, but it is true. People are dying for, like you're saying, I'm anxious to see what they're doing.
Yeah.
Because it's a nice diversion.
I'm just ecstatic that you are on the show and that your talents of what you do individually is being totally highlighted. If I were to say, what does Matt Walsh do really well? You got to watch Veep and you'll see it. You'll see everything that he
and
does.
Players.
And players. Thank you. One and done. I was one and done. Yeah, that was a quick one. But that is the benefit of returning to a character, as an actor. It's you never get to do something second season or third season.
Yeah,
so it's a real benefit to
you get so deep in who this guy is.
Yes.
And you do play him with a lot of humanity. So I love it. I just love
it.
So
I'm very grateful for that.
So April 16th, that comes out. Watch that show. And by the way, I think this drops tomorrow.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
So as we're taping it, so on Tuesday, this weekend, we are going to be in Portland with Dan Van Kirk doing shows at Helium. So I'm going to say this to all of our Portland people who listen to this show.
Get out.
Please come out and see us at Helium. It's one of the best comedy clubs out there. Dan's going to do a feature set. His stand-up is so good. And we're going to be doing our... We haven't been there in, I think...
Two years, maybe.
Yeah. So it's been a while for us. So happy to see all of our Portland peeps. And I love that city so much.
Yeah.
And I think we're doing a Finding the Funny while we're there as well.
Oh, great.
So more to talk about that. We're in the works right now to talk about doing that with Audible. Doing a long thing with that.
Are you guys out... How many weekends a year are you guys... You two, first.
I'd say between 12 and 20.
Okay.
It's once,
pretty busy.
Yeah, once a month.
Is about right?
Maybe
once
twice
a month,
maybe
twice
a month.
You know, it's funny because...
Do you still like it?
I do.
Love it.
I hate being away from our families.
Of course.
Because that is super hard. As you shoot your show in D.C.
Yes.
That is really...
Well, we're in L.A. now.
You're in L.A. now.
We did 4 years in Baltimore.
Your days in Baltimore, every time I would talk to Matt, we would talk about whatever horrible movies he had just watched to kill time.
We had a movie theater in the basement of our hotel.
Oh, my God.
So it was one of those things you do in your 20s. I'll just walk to the theater, pay $10 to see anything.
Whatever. You would see
everything. So I saw it was the year that Ender's Game came out. That's a movie I would never see. Or that Jeff Bridges one. Oh, think of it. What was it? The Giver.
The Giver.
Not a good movie
assist,
at all.
Assist.
Not a good movie at all.
You just gave that.
I paid without even thinking.
Because you just needed to fill the time.
Yeah. It's like you're on an overseas container and you never leave the hotel. It just feels like you live in this hotel.
Yeah. So that's why, you know, for us, it's a little bit like that too. But what we've tried to do is, you know, we tried to do this documentary podcast series, which we're trying to get going in a larger sense over at Audible,
okay,
which is called Finding the Funny, where we try and find what's funny about, try and get into the local culture quickly as we can.
And try and write material.
Try and write material that
we give ourselves a challenge. Over 3 days, can we write 5 to 10 minutes of comedy about Portland?
So you hear us going through it. You hear us like experiencing the town. Now, Portland is going to be super hard to do because Portlandia.
You should watch Portlandia, right?
Well, yeah, we'll just steal from them. No, but like that's the reason why we're actually walking into this. Not terrified.
Just throw a jailblazers joke in there.
Right, fine.
Yeah. They like to call them the jailblazers.
Yes,
the
jailblazers.
Because they had a lot of criminals for
Kevin
a while.
Kevin Duckworth?
Yeah.
Or Vita
I don't know
Sabonis.
What era. They had a couple of guys that had some problems with the law.
Portland jailblazers.
Yeah.
So
you say it's all been tread upon? What are we going to find?
Well, that's
for us?
The thing, though. How are we going to find it? So we're going to do that this weekend, and that's always like gives us. First of all, it forces us to get out and experience the city in a deep way,
yeah,
and connect with it in a deep way. And then the task of writing material that makes local people laugh at themselves very difficult. So we're always feeling like, okay, there's nervousness and excitement. It's not just going up and doing the same set that we've done over and over. So
Matt, they say this, and then we find ourselves in Madison doing shows where. A couple is sitting at like an outdoor table and they say, love you guys. Want some of our lemon bar? And then they go upstage and do like 7 minutes on
Madison is totally the town where people are like, have some of our lemon bar. Yeah. If you're like in New York,
they'll get an interaction by the time we leave the airport. We're like, well, that's 4 minutes
We'll see. We shall see. Anyway, come to the shows in Portland. I know we have a second story. Let's get into it.
Here we go. All right, this was sent in by Kathy Haas at KATYYDIDNT. KDY didn't? I don't know.
Katie didn't.
Thanks, Kathy Haas. Bay City, Michigan. A Bay City man is accused of mugging. This is a story. Like, if any of us jumped on stage to do some improv and we premised our, like, the other person into this bit, we would just sit back and do this for an hour.
Okay.
The people in this story. Bay City, Michigan. A Bay City man is accused of mugging a friend on the street for some beer, then going to his victim's house to watch TV until police arrived.
Mugged a friend.
Mugged a friend.
Yes.
That's a weird...
Does that date mugging?
Does that cross the line of mugging?
I don't think
mugging?
That qualifies as mugging.
Or friend.
Yeah.
Does that qualify as friendship?
No. How many times before the mugging did one of them say to the other, just give me the beer? Let me carry the beer.
You're being a dick. Just give me the beer.
We're going to the same place. Just let me carry the beer.
Waiting to mug a friend.
Let me carry one of the beers. And then the other guy is just only going, Nope.
Give it to me.
Give it to me. Like they're not.
They're
in their own drunk where they're minimalist drunk. Where they're like,
Nope. Give it to me.
Give it to me.
Can I just? Let me get one of the
beers. Going back to your house. Give it to me.
Nope.
Yeah.
Like my kids in the back of my car. The same argument.
Yeah. Give it to me. They're mugging each other. What you don't understand is that they're mugging the shit out of
mugging their brother in the back seat of your car.
Give me a CC. No.
Jay, what did you say about Walsh's kids?
The best, my favorite, Walsh, can I tell a story about your son?
Please.
At a party that I was at. I was at a Hanukkah party, which means it's in December.
Stearns.
Yes. At our buddy John Stern's house. And tons of great comedy people and their families there. It was so fun for me to see everyone's families. And it's raining and cold. Let me just say that outside. Raining and cold. And we're outside on a covered thing. And I look outside and there's some kids outside because fine, rain doesn't bother some kids. And then I see one kid take off his shirt and start going into the pool. And I'm like, that pool, number one, cannot possibly be heated. And number two, it's raining. Who's getting into a pool right now? And then I see Matt Walsh. Either your wife said to you or you said to your wife, you're like, he's going in the pool. it was your son.
Like, your son couldn't be stopped. Like, he was like a tortoise that was just
he's got to go in.
And he had fun. And then he came in and dried off.
To his defense, when we had the pool at the older house, we would do like polar bear.
Oh,
in the winter, we would jump in and get out.
Yeah,
right.
Yeah.
I would get them to do that. So he'd been seasoned to do that. Okay. But he was the only person. The rain is kind of tricky, too.
I love that he had, like, the balls at a party to just go in.
It was phenomenal. It was so great.
He's pretty fearless.
He is fearless.
With the water, yeah.
But also it says a lot about the parenting, too, that you're like, yeah, let him go in.
You guys didn't freak out at all. No,
we'll see. We'll talk to me in 15 years. Okay. See what he's doing.
He might be bugging his friends for beer.
Yeah, he might be pulling crazier stunts off the roof or something. Then I'm not a good parent.
Dear God, no. But he is such a fun, funny character. And I just loved watching him do that. And then you guys were so cool about it.
You guys were cool about it.
Yeah. Just before 1 a.m. on Saturday, February 18th, police responded to the area of South Henry and Jane Streets for an assault complaint. Officers found the 49-year-old male complaining, laying on the ground next to a fence in front of 305 South Henry Street. So if anybody wants to do a walking tour of this story.
Yeah, that's it. Walking tour of
head down to 305, which is probably somebody's house, and they're like, leave. This is not, please go away.
That's why there's a fence around this place.
There's a man laying down.
Right.
If you're an adult laying down, if you're a kid laying down in a store, your parents are going to have, it means like you're bored.
If you're an adult laying down in a store, you had a heart attack.
People are concerned. So if you're an adult laying down outside of a fence, there's a problem.
I imagine this guy, he's the one who was mugged, the friend who was mugged.
Yeah.
Just laying down, one arm up in the air as they pull up. Over here!
I got
over
it.
Here!
Little help. Like,
probably could get up, but needs to, he really wants to keep the scene
totally
pristine for the police.
No, it's the guy in the pickup basketball game who gets fouled and lays on the ground until you call the foul. I got it. You're like,
I love watching those people get up when the foul call never comes.
Or they look
so begrudged.
Yeah. And they look up to see if the ball goes in as soon as it goes out. Yeah. I got it. I got it. I got hit.
The man said, the friend, whoever, he said he could not get up as he could not put weight on his leg, which means you'd only know if you tried.
Yeah.
He told police he went to Old Town Party Store. That is the name of the liquor store.
Old Town Party Store.
Old Town Party Store.
Party Store is beer and wine in Michigan. Is it one of those deals?
Probably. Yep. Okay.
Yep. Yeah.
At 204 South Henry. Guys, we can go on a tour. Which means they also got like a block and a half, right?
Yeah. My guess is that he probably told the police at some point he's got too much pus in his knee.
It's acting up. A lot of acting up.
I got too much pus in the knee.
Let's make this the audio tour so people can just listen.
Yes.
And they can walk through it. Start now. Yep. Start now. Now pause.
You're approaching 204 Henry Store.
Go to party store.
Too much
facing north from the parking lot.
Right.
Now pause.
Look to your left. See, that's where he spit because that was his level of drunkenness. Just spitting.
Lay down. Imagine your right leg incapacitated.
Like whenever you see someone just without, who hasn't been running or anything, just up and spit.
Yeah.
It is to me.
I saw a woman, grown woman spit. I don't know why that was such an affront to me.
One of those disgusting things.
Women should be allowed to spit, but the second this woman was like, and I was like, what is going on?
I never understood the guys who spit and then run their foot over it real quick. Like, where do you think that went? Yeah.
Is it indoors or outdoors?
I've seen both.
I worked at a psych hospital for 3 years. Right after college, I was a psych major. I was going to be a psychologist. So I went into Northwestern, took some grad school. I was never going to do it. It was brutal way to make a living. But this guy I worked with was also a counselor. And he was really good. We worked with disturbed teens. Really good. Really caring. Like, you know, people not like us who like spend the time to make other people's lives better.
His name was
Chris. But every day at the end of work, we'd get on the elevator on the 8th floor. The doors would close and he would spit on the carpet in the elevator.
What?
Why?
It was kind of like,
to get the day out of him?
Yeah. Or I'm like, I'm free. They don't own me now. Like, I can be a great guy as long as I can do this at the end of the day.
Such a weird.
And he did it in front of me.
Huh? Did you ever be like, Chris?
I'm like, what's wrong with you? He's like, I don't know. I like doing that. It wasn't like a loogie, but it was still spit.
Enough to.
Yeah. And it was his way of like saying, you don't own me.
Yeah.
Wow.
But he was a really good person, but also it was the weirdest little idiosyncrasy.
That is.
Yeah.
He had to do it.
Yeah.
And also that he was like, Matt can see this.
Yeah.
Matt,
yeah.
Like, it wasn't even,
what's he going to say about
it? Yeah. And I was like, what are you doing? He's like, I don't know. Let's do it. Let's do it. I think he thought it was funny.
Yeah.
Wow.
It wasn't on the railing or anything. It was on the carpet.
Yeah, definitely on the carpet.
Yeah.
Hey, just, you know, softening up the carpet.
Right. Have you had that with kids where you're like, we don't spit in the house?
No, my kids have definitely.
Don't spit in the car.
No, my kids have spit.
They do the raspberries where the.
Yeah.
Which is essentially spitting.
Yeah. Like, my kids have spit at each other. And I'm like, that's the worst.
worst thing you can do. That
yeah,
is terrible.
That's gross.
Yeah, it was like Robbie Alomar spitting it, which you know, like he did that because
baseball
famous
player,
second baseman.
I'm
for
just
the,
guessing here with your deep cuts.
For the Toronto Blue Jays. I mean, he was really on the Orioles for years.
Of course. Okay. But,
sure.
But he was with, the, I think, Toronto at the time, and he spit in an ump's face and later spit in his face. And later it was said, that, like, to spit in someone's face who you essentially work with. I mean, the ump and the umpire and a baseball player, they're co-workers. To spit in someone's face that you work with or that sits in judgment of you, he said that it was apparently because Robbie Alomar is allegedly gay, and I think the ump might have said something about it.
Like a homophobic slur.
The funny thing is, so that backs up the spit, but usually spitting will equalize anything. Like somebody cold cocks somebody else, and people are breaking up. Like, he spit on him. He spit on him. Like, oh, he spit on him.
That's all right.
He spit on him.
Go after him. Let him go. Give him these guys fight.
Yeah. Is that endangerment? Like, does that have a different law? Do you know what I mean? Like, if are you spitting on someone, does that go beyond battery?
Oh, that's a good question.
I was watching
spit at a cop.
I was watching Bad Boys. Okay, I was watching
it's
Bad
be
Boys.
Simple assault.
Bad Boys with Sean Penn. I was watching that movie was on the other night. The prison movie, like the boys' juvie home.
Yeah. When I think Bad Boys, I think one thing: pillowcase full of cokes.
Right.
Yeah. I think Mike Lowry.
By the way, wasn't that many? And I think it was Dr. Pepper's.
Okay.
But it wasn't that many cokes. All right. So it was not a full pillowcase of cokes. Sure. But that scene was amazing. But Isai Morales is in there, and he's a badass. But when the new person comes in, they spit in his face as he walks to his cell. And you obviously can't CGI. First of all, they didn't have CGI back then. So literally, all these people
Take after take.
I
need another one for me.
Spitting in Sean Penn's face. Spitting in Isai Morales' face. Spitting in
They did that on Game of Thrones. Remember, she had to walk.
Yes. Shame.
And they were spitting on her. I was thinking the same thing. It's like, is that all fake spit?
No. Like how can it be anything but?
I don't know.
Multiple takes. We need another one for us. So lighting's bad. All right.
So what happened?
They went to the Old Town Party store.
Sure.
At 204 South Henry Street. Mm-hmm. Look to your left. You'll see a dog to buy beer. At the store. Okay. So the person who's going there is our guy on the ground.
Yeah. Right.
He gets to the store. He encountered his friend, William W. Schultz. The second.
Oh.
A man so great they had made another one.
Why didn't they just name him Fuck You, Dad?
Yeah, exactly.
He was also
Bill
trying
Schultz.
To...
Or Junior.
Yeah. Yeah. No, he hangs on to that second.
Yeah. The second.
Right. Because for some reason
is
his other brother...
better than Junior?
His other brother gets nicknamed Junior.
Okay.
Right.
I have a whole story I've created for the walking tour. So William Schultz, William W., W.W. Schultz, the second... is also in the store trying to buy beer. Staff would not sell to Schultz, however, due to his drunken state. So, can I just get a little bit mad
dog? It's bad when a convenience store is cutting you
off.
They
won't give you Mad Dog 2020.
Yeah.
Because you're literally not their problem.
Like a bartender can cut you off because you're endangering the bar.
Yeah.
Right.
Convenience store
is like, we have no responsibility. Yeah. Are you old enough? Here you go.
That's
go outside.
Super
we'll
drunk then, right?
Like that's more drunk. Crazy than... drunk.
Yeah.
That's scary drunk.
Right. The guy on the ground, we'll call him Eric. I don't know. It just works for me. So we have a name. Eric goes in, sees William Schultz the second trying to get beer. They won't sell to Billy Schultz. So then he buys beer. Eric does. He bought his beer and exited the store, only to be followed by Schultz, he said. You've picked up a straggler. A stowaway. Yeah. Like he's in the bus.
Like he's underneath the bus.
Turkish bus.
He's under the Turkish bus. He's under the Turkish bus on this one.
You know that he was like, oh, I'll get my beer.
Yeah.
I know Eric. And so he leaves it.
This is a more convenient story.
Yeah. Quote from Eric. He started shoving me, telling me to give him my beer, the man told police according to court files.
Robbery.
Yes. Quote, I had the beer inside the pocket of my coat.
So these are guys, this is...
He bought one tall boy.
So now, let me just say it. That's a level of drinking that I don't think we know.
You go like, pick up one?
When you only have enough to go buy one and you use it to go buy one.
Yeah.
As opposed to, we need to get a six pack to go over to these people's house and then we're going to leave.
Extras.
We're going to leave five of them there.
Right.
This guy is buying what he can consume in that moment.
Yep. I had the beer inside the pocket of my coat.
This is feeling like a winter story, by the way.
It does,
I see
right?
a big puffy coat and a big 24-ounce bottle.
He got
it.
Thrown into a snowdrift and acted like, that's my interpretation
right,
as well.
Right.
Yeah. He leaves a story. He's like, I got it in my coat. William kept grabbing for my beer, trying to take it from me. Just give me the beer. Come on.
Hey, hey,
I'm not going to take your coat. I'm like, you can have the coat.
Hey.
You can't, I'll take that coat. Schultz eventually shoved his friend, who hit a metal pole, he told police. That'll be on the tour. In the reports, officers noted a large steel pipe jutting from the ground where the complainant was lying. This is in disarray. Medical personnel responded to the scene and had to lift the man onto a cot.
So Eric got shoved into a pole?
Yeah.
Right.
Okay.
Fell down, stayed there till the cops came, said, you guys are going to have to lift me onto that cot.
We're just going to put this cot underneath the Turkish bus.
Under the ambulance. I'm driving that.
Eric told police that Billy Schultz might have walked to his own residence. Eric's residence.
Yeah.
On the 500 block of South Lynn Street. Police went there and found Schultz on the couch watching TV.
That is the ultimate of I'm coming into your house and I'm going to take your wife.
I'm surprised take your beer. That this guy has a house and a TV. Those
Eric?
Are two things that I'm shocked about.
Eric buying one beer at a time?
Yes.
Buying one beer at a time, Eric.
He didn't have cable. He wasn't watching cable.
No,
not cable.
No,
there.
But he had one of those HD antennas that was not properly mounted to the wall.
Right.
It seems like the instinct of a dog, like when they do something bad, they will come back to you eventually.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Feels like the dog
He's
brain.
Waiting for them to catch it.
Yeah.
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 Billy Schultz told police he gave his friend cash to go buy beer, but when he didn't return, he went looking for him. He said he didn't make it very far before seeing his friend fall over. He added he never touched his friend. Billy Schultz's
this
story is
what
this.
He is the story.
Can we sit down for a sec? Come here, sit down, all right?
You want to know what happened? I gave him
sir,
money.
Sir, I gave him money to get beer.
Slow down.
Hey. You slow down. I gave him money to get beer. Okay. Wait a sec. Wait.
We're all waiting.
We're all waiting. Go ahead.
I know you.
You don't know him. Okay.
I know you. Yeah. I gave Eric money to go get beer.
Okay, fine.
Eric never came back with a beer.
That's right. So you went out looking for him.
Yeah, and I was sitting here by myself watching Ancient History Stolen.
That's right, good. And that's then you.
And then I went out to go find him. I get a block and a half.
And you saw
I
him.
I see Eric fall down. I turn around and came back here.
Oh, you didn't want to help your,
yeah.
You didn't want to help your friend out? You saw him fall down and you didn't want to help?
I made, he wasn't bleeding.
Well, all right, fine. So
you took the beer and left him on the pavement.
I don't know. The beer I paid
so
for.
So when were you in the store? Because they're claiming you were in the store and you were too drunk to buy beer.
I was looking for Eric.
All right, fine, bro.
There's three police officers. This is a big... There's not much else going
they
on.
They called so me for backup, by the
why
way.
Why you guys are county? Why are you county
because
here?
Because they called us for backup. Yeah.
Officers, guys, we got this.
Well, I know, but...
Bay City has this
well,
one.
How many
please.
Times have we showed up to a call? No, you hang on a second.
Well, no, we're going to settle something
you know what?
Here.
Hold on a second.
This is not your jurisdiction. We handle...
William, relax. William, relax.
Take a second.
You wait. You wait.
This is right inside the liquor store. 204 Henry is outside of your county line. So once it goes there,
but
we're
this
now,
house here fine. Is in my jurisdiction.
But part of the crime
the
scene
crime
is
started there. Were you in
Henry.
Pursuit?
Hey, yeah,
I mean,
hey,
was
hey,
it a hot
I'm
pursuit?
Act pursuit. Like we're not here. Act like we're not
just
here.
Just pretend like we're not here, and you lead the investigation.
All right, go William, ahead. We're not buying this.
I would have asked that. I would have asked that.
All right. Well, now you're interrupting me. You're interrupting me, guys. Can I just do the interrogation, and you can do the follow?
Go ahead,
William. William.
Let him do it. Let him do it.
Wake up.
Hey, don't.
Talk to me.
Let him do it.
I'll fight all three of you guys.
You guys need to step aside and let me do this.
I'm gonna fight all three of you guys one at a time.
I don't think where standing matters so much as to where he's going. You can ask
just
questions.
Just do it. You guys do it.
Can
you guys do it?
I don't want
you guys do it.
Can we stand right here and not say
you got the nice SUV. You rub it in my face. County gets the SUV. I got a Ford Taurus.
Delta Burke.
Decent pickup.
By the way, the SUV does not get great gas mileage. So while you're talking
still
up,
a hell of a
not,
lot nicer.
It's more comfortable, but he's leaving. Go
William. Diane didn't like Sam enough for Sam to love her.
All right. He's laying down outside. It's all right. He's laying down outside.
If you guys, I'll fight all three of you guys.
No.
Did anybody get the guy on the pavement?
No.
Why weren't you guys getting that
because
guy?
Because we thought you would take care of it. It's not in our jurisdiction.
Yes, it was. That's what it was. The liquor store was.
He's closer. He's 305. 204 is our thing.
I'm going to start. It's called New Time Party Store because the old time one sucks. They're going to let you go in there and then nobody wants to pick a fight with you. You can go home by yourself and nobody owns the cigarettes.
All right.
All right, William. Get in the car.
Get it.
My car.
Get him into his car.
Which car?
Are we going? Taurus.
We'll
Taurus.
The small one.
If you want to come in the SUV,
you guys don't need to follow.
Okay. Taurus has a good resale value on these. You can fit two spare tires in the back of the truck.
Get him in the Taurus. Get him in the Taurus.
Which car am I going to?
The Taurus.
There's three Taurus. No, there's one Taurus and one SUV.
Ford, what is that? Ford Escape?
No. No.
For you guys get SUV comforts?
It's a Kia.
It's a Kia Optima. Just get in the thing.
Do you guys remember that guy from the 80s and he would sell cars for a dollar? It was a lie.
No.
For the commercials, he'd be like, you can get this car.
Get in the Taurus. Get in the Taurus.
Steve Isuzu, Suzuki Steve.
Just get in the Taurus.
You know what I'm talking about.
He ended up being on a sitcom.
Yeah, he's on Empty Nest. It was a great show. I loved Empty Nest. Yeah. Whatever happened to the disabilities?
Just get in the car.
Mr. Bombardier is a good show. Okay. I have sad news for you guys.
What happened?
Okay, so they put him onto a cot. They go to his house. He says he fell down, and then I turned around and came back to his own house to wait for him. Schultz, at the time, appeared inebriated and smelled of intoxicants, police wrote in their reports. Surprise. Officers arrested Schultz, who grew unruly and yelled profanities, court records show. Police later re-interviewed the complainant, Eric, at the hospital. He denied ever receiving any Schultz money from Schultz to buy a beer.
Yeah, of course. He didn't receive it.
You guys ready for this? Quote, "Even after he pushed me down," Eric said, "he grabbed the beer and tried to take it, but I wasn't giving it up." He never gave up the beer.
Yeah, that's right.
William never got the beer, just went to his house.
And you know that Eric, it was probably open and he didn't spill a drop.
Oh, he was waiting for the beer to come home.
That's why
he went to
William
the house.
Gave up on the pushing fight. It was like, I know where you're going.
I'll
just wait for you.
Yeah. I'll head him off at the path.
Yeah, yeah.
Like
that's
the
old
scene
cowboy
in like Fatal Attraction when he walks in and he's just turning the lights on and off. Turn the lights on and off.
Bay County District
Judge.
But
he's like not turning the lights on and off. He's just sitting there going, turn the lights on and off.
Turn it on.
What if I just turn the vent light on?
No.
He'll think I'm not in here, but I'll still be able to see him come in.
That's the vent.
But it's the fan. He keeps like, what's the fan? Which one's the light? Bay County District Judge Timothy J. Kelly arraigned Schultz on one count of assault with the intent to rob while unarmed. A 15-year felony. Let's play Guess the Bail.
Coming to you with an overview to find out how much damage did they do.
Okay.
Oh, I love this game.
It's a good game.
Or a bond.
Good. 15 years?
Yes, that's a possible 15-year felony.
Cash bond, what do you think, Jay?
$10,000.
Wow. $10,000.
Okay. Great guess. That's a great guess.
Pushing a guy down.
I'll go $15,000.
$15,000.
I will go two beers. Because you know you can't
cover it.
I think $3,000.
$3,000. Rack it up. 3 for 3. $50,000.
Whoa!
Cash.
Whoa!
Closest again.
On fire.
Walshy.
The game show element I love.
The game.
What do I win?
You win Hugs. Two beers.
Oh, two beers?
Two coat beers.
You get to push Eric down.
Into a
snowbank.
I don't care how meta this is. The greatest thing about the scene you guys established, if you could shoot that or put that on stage, is listening to the argument the three cops are having, but watching William, like, either try to mediate or start his own thing, or
back
like,
and
making
forth
a sandwich.
Inside, exactly.
Or just scroll through the TV.
Yeah, like, fixing the antenna.
No, not that one. Seen that.
Right. Got it.
What is that?
He asked one of the officers to hold his water,
right,
which they do without thinking.
Because like, now we're in the continue to have this thing about the phone.
Oh, that would be so much fun.
I love it. Two stories down. In the books. Dumb People Town. This is how we do it. Hey, if you like what you're listening to, please rate this thing. And on iTunes, subscribe to it, rate it, give it 5 stars, give it a review. All these things help us keep us up in the old top little chunk up there, which definitely helps us out. So please do that. We'll come back after the break with one more segment and a special voicemail. Matt Walsh, Dan Van Kirk, we're the Sklar Brothers. Stay with us.
Stick around, make a sound for more Dumb People Town.
Hey
everybody, welcome back to final segment of Dumb People Town. Dan will be with us, as we mentioned, important this weekend.
We're going to Kansas City and maybe Dan will come with us on that. That's May 11th through the 13th.
Oh, wow.
So we're excited about those shows. Yeah, we just put that on the books. And then
Is it a casino?
No, it's a club, the Improv in Kansas City.
Do you do casinos?
We did one casino.
We did West Siloam, right?
West Siloam, Oklahoma, which is down in Oklahoma.
Nice casino?
Great casino. And the woman who runs it, Lacey, was
Lacey Applegate.
Lacey Applegate. She does.
Any relation to Christina?
No,
I don't know. Okay. We didn't ask. To be fair, we didn't ask.
She's a huge fan of comedy and very knowledgeable about comedy. So she
fills the room with comedy fans.
Yeah,
it was one of the best shows we've done.
It was great.
It was amazing.
One show, one night, Saturday night was a blast.
Yeah.
All right. Shall we get to the last?
Here we go.
Let's do this, a short one, guys.
Riverboat or land-based casino?
Land-based.
When we were growing up,
Indian affiliation or no?
Yes. Indian. Cherokee.
Yeah. Okay.
When we were in St. Louis, we had riverboat gambling, and
there is the river. There's obviously the Missouri River, and there is the
There are boats on the river that I guess they could do, but they were like, no, here's how we're going to get around that. We're going to build a giant building, which is essentially a casino. And then we'll put a 1 foot moat around the whole building.
And call it a boat. And our dad, who used to gamble all the time when he was alive, would always say, I'm going to the boat. We're like, you mean the building with a moat around it? Yeah, I'm going to the boat.
Going to the boat.
Your mother needs new drapes.
We're going to the boat. You're not going to win.
How can you be that confident?
How do you know you're going to win?
You're going to get mom drapes.
In Illinois, they used to, before they did that, they would just leave 20 feet offshore. Every 2 hours, they would just pull out 20 feet into the river and then just dock back in. That's how they got around it.
That's it. Yeah. Riverboat gambling.
So
this is short, but I enjoyed it.
Packs a punch.
Sent in by Scott Luton. He used hashtag dumbpeopletown at Daniel Van Kirk. His handle is at airtime, T-I-M-E, Luton, L-U-T-I-N.
Huge fan of his cough drops.
Right. A Florida woman was arrested last Thursday after she offered an undercover police officer oral sex in exchange for Taco Bell.
Wow.
First time.
Either her blowjobs are terrible.
Or she wants.
There's no or there.
A lot of Taco Bell.
It's just more than one
half. Either blowjobs are terrible or they're horrible.
Or they're unbearable.
Either
her blowjobs are terrible or they're inedible.
They're just, oh my God.
Why are they terrible? I don't understand the thought behind that.
Because Taco Bell is
the worst.
It's the worst.
I get that.
We used to order
Taco Bell. But why does that mean her blowjobs are terrible?
She's like, because it doesn't have to be that great to get Taco Bell.
She's not even trying to exchange for Chipotle.
You don't have to give a great blowjob to get a Taco Bell. Like, if you want to give a great blowjob, you can ask for, Ruth's Chris Steakhouse.
So she was the world's best blowjob artist. She would be going for steak, is what you're saying.
Yes, she'd be going for
steak. She'd be outside of Ruth Chris. She'd be hanging outside of Ruth Chris.
High-end
or Macaroni Grill or something.
She'd be using her powers for good.
She could be a great blowjob artist with bad taste in food.
That's
my only point.
She
doesn't appreciate herself.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Or she just likes what she likes.
She doesn't know how good she actually is.
Right.
She could knock it out of the park as far as fellatio goes.
She could undervalue what she does.
Right.
And maybe that's the problem here. She has a terrible sense.
Well, certainly set your goals higher. Absolutely.
You know, that might be the whole problem with this whole thing.
Or understand how currency works. Maybe she doesn't understand how currency, she's locked into a barter world.
According to WJXT TV, Buffy Suzanne Bryan.
Buffy.
The Taco Slayer.
47 years old.
Oh, boy.
Approached an undercover police
officer.
Less
interested when that age hits?
No, I'm almost 47. That's us. That's where we are.
Okay.
And there's still time. There's still time.
Like, how about this storyline on the TV show, This Is Us?
Yeah.
This is us.
Buff in any way slang for blowjob? Like a buff job? Am I crazy?
No, maybe. I don't know. Okay. I've never heard it, but you're not crazy.
A
buff would be more be a hand job.
Like, handy?
I'm buffing that thing. I'm buffing it clean.
Buffy Suzanne Bryan, 47, approached an undercover police officer who was posing as a customer. This is the biggest element to me in this story, that the cops are like, if you want to go get him, you want to arrest them.
You got
to
really
Taco Bell, and you pretend to be a customer. They'll come.
I don't
want to
eat that food.
What is going on in this town that they're like? That's where they're sting at. Or was this just a cop who was getting Taco Bell and got offered a blowjob?
Could be.
But if it's a sting operation in a Taco Bell waiting line to order food,
All I'll say is there's the only thing that I keep thinking about anytime someone says undercover cop is there was a great book about the porn industry, like the most comprehensive book about it by Legs McNeil, great writer, great journalist, wrote an unbelievable book. And he wrote a section about these undercover cops who were trying to bust a huge porn ring in like Florida. And they went so deep undercover that like one of them couldn't come back.
Oh.
So I imagine, what if this was the guy who just went so deep that he could not come back? He's now ordering Taco Bell on his own at this point.
He's like a juggalo now. He like goes just like flat out gathering of the juggalos every year.
I love it.
Hey,
I love it.
I'm in it, man.
We need you to report to things. I don't need to report to shit. Brian, you need to report to me.
Brian was arrested, charged with offering, committing, or engaging in prostitution or assignation. I don't know.
I mean,
it was the ninth time she had been arrested for prostitution.
Was it, come on, I'll suck your dick for a chalupa?
Well, that's what we're going to do now, okay. Guys. Here we go. Yeah. Ready? What is the grand total of the items she wanted in exchange for a blowjob?
Okay.
What is the monetary
value of the items she wanted?
I'm going to say it's like a $5.99 meal deal.
I will give you this. It is less than $10.
Wow. Well, that could be anything at Taco Bell.
I know. Yeah.
I'm going to go meal deal number, like $5.99.
$5.99.
With tax or without? Doesn't matter.
I have the total for you.
Okay.
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 I'll do $7.99.
$7.99.
Yeah. I'm going to do three of the hexagonal crunch wraps.
Super double decker.
Super double decker crunch wraps. Just saying that is giving me diarrhea. Just saying the hexagonal crunch wraps.
Matt, these are the guys in college who would order like 50 tacos at
wrong
a time.
High school, and it would be 10 of them. We'd be in the back of Matt Fott's truck, drunk, like rolling around like weird pieces, like bottles on the ground after drinking.
We would each get 10
tacos at the Taco Bell.
I ate a lot of Taco Bell as a young man.
Ten.
So it's not abnormal.
And then we were
you'd throw
it up and it would look better than it did when it came to you.
Oh, I wish we had gifs of yours.
As I'm eating it, I'm thinking to myself, this is going to come out.
And just strings
shortly
of lettuce.
How many packets of sauce on each taco?
That's what I was wondering.
No sauce.
Cheese and meat.
I'll go for
lettuce.
Cheese and meat,
lettuce.
Come on, we don't have to be too hot. Tomatoes. I'm going to say like
$6.
$6.
Yeah. Okay. Oh.
$5.99.
Cut him off.
I said $5.99. He went a penny up. That's a great guess.
And you're $7.
This is like Price is
Right. Here we go.
Two can play.
But he's got anything lower.
She offered sex. In exchange for two soft tacos for a total of $2.14.
Oh, my God.
He ran the table, Matt.
I'm going to go with the... I want the car. I want to go for the car.
$2. She offered a blowjob in exchange for $2.14 worth of Taco Bell food.
And by the way, don't order something that's soft when you're trying to give a blowjob.
Soft tacos?
Yeah.
That happens.
Up for disappointment.
So that guy's sitting indoors, right? She's not approaching him
outside. They're in line at Taco Bell.
In line. It's in line.
Yes. He's standing indoors.
Ting, 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 ting. Tapping him on the shoulder.
I'll give you a blowjob for
keep
two
that order open.
Tacos.
Keep it open.
Keep it open.
Hold on, miss.
You order yet?
I'll suck your dick for two tacos.
Soft,
what was it?
Two soft tacos for $2.
No drink.
14 cents.
No drink. She already has her drink.
Yeah, she's got
Buffy.
A shot coming.
Oh, Buffy.
Come on.
I ain't higher.
$2.14.
The question is, how far did she get in it? Like, did she give him? Did he?
Yeah. What's the exchange?
Like,
once he orders the food, that's when the exchange happens.
What's the point? Like, as a cop, do you need to have her start giving you a blowjob in order for you to
do it? That's like a bribe. Like, if somebody offers you a bribe,
once
I guess you'd
money,
have to...
Money exchange.
The money. The money is what makes
so
it a crime,
once
right?
The money shot happens.
So he had to order the food. He had to order the food for her it to be illegal.
And she'll say, once he shows her the food, she says, I'm going to suck your dick. That's when he can nail her.
Can I get two fire packets?
But can't you just say, I never said that, unless he's got a camera?
No, but if he's holding the bag, he buys the two soft tacos, turns to her, says, okay, I got the food. And she says, suck your dick now.
For those,
That's all he needs.
Is it?
I think he hands her the bag, because now they've exchanged
I would love for him to unzip his pants.
Oh, so her receiving...
Yeah.
I think it's unzips his pants.
Unzips his pants.
Turn around.
No, unzips his pants, and in his underwear is a badge.
Yeah, and
that's how it works.
Hey, you got
your guys' interpretation of how police work gets done. There's half blowjobs and badges and pants.
No,
but by the way, like. You know the person working behind the desk is like, that's the third time this happened.
I think he literally, as he's handing the bag, has to say, so I'm giving you this and you're going to suck my dick. And she says yes. That's when you can get
it. Why are you so formal?
But that's it. I think that is it.
Yeah, it has to be.
He has to get her to agree to that moment.
You have to give her the thing. The exchange.
What if he felt bad for her? He's like, order a little more.
I feel a little bad for her.
You don't want this to go down.
A little.
I feel a little bad.
Just a tiny block. Is it the
I don't know.
What if it was Chick-fil-A? Would you feel better for her?
Listen, I just think Taco Bell is not great lighting for a blowjob.
What franchise would you feel a little? And don't
Cheesecake
say Burger
Factory.
King.
Cheesecake Factory.
I don't know. It's a sexual act.
It
feels more like In-N-Out.
Oh, In-N-Out.
Yeah.
That's a decent sandwich, though.
That's a good sandwich. And the idea of In-N-Out. She's classy. A Shake Shack.
And she's cutting the line.
Oh, Shake Shack. That's a better call.
Have you been to a good Shake Shack?
Oh, yeah.
I'll take the burger and a blizzard.
I just want the cop to be like, order something else. You got to get this total up. You're not going to want this to be on the report. Get like a double XL stuffed burrito and a chalupa and
gordita.
Get the cinnamon twist.
Get a gordita. Get one of those. Tacos with the chicken wrapped around.
Yeah.
Oh, yes. Remember that? The fried chicken as the thing.
Is the shell.
Happening.
By the way, even in the commercial where they're like supposed to make it looks messy.
The cop gets up front. He's like, you know what? She's going to have two soft. You know what? Throw in two Cool Ranch Dorito tacos too. Spice it up for her a little
bit. I would hope he gave it to her after he arrested her.
Let her have it. Yeah, she should have it
on the way to jail. She should have it.
She should have it. She's in the back of the cruiser. I'm going to throw this up later.
She should have it. Which, by the way, is a great movie. She should have it. Or the
teen
new
movie.
Or the new.
Freddie Prinze Jr. turns a girl.
She should have it. She teaches her how to give a blowjob.
Nope. She propositions Freddie Prinze Jr. and Freddie Prinze Jr. as the cop decides to book her. But on the way to the station, they fall in love with her.
And he turns her from a blowjob artist into.
Exactly. And then at the end of the movie, she owns her. Taco Bell. Or it's like, no, it's a
gets
taco
her into
truck.
The manager trainee program.
There you go. Welcome.
Yeah, that's the happy ending.
She should have it.
All right.
Three stories. Walsh, four for four. She should have it.
All right, before we get out of here, we got a voicemail from our favorite, the loneliest TSA agent in America. He works at Chicago Midway Airport.
You go through the airport and you look at these TSA folks.
As we're about to go on the road this week to go to Portland, we're going to walk.
You look through the airport and I don't really feel like I understand who these people are. And
well, a lot of time they're angry at you for traveling. They're just mad that you're there.
And I get that on some level.
And they're mad that they have to keep explaining themselves.
I get it.
There is one guy, though, at the Chicago Midway Airport.
Who looks to make a connection with every single traveler, and he's the loneliest TSA agent ever. His name is Michael Kissick, and he left us a voicemail. Listen to it.
How you doing, Sklar Brothers? Michael Kissick here. Just giving you guys a call on my break. It's been wacky down here. We got so many people. They put all these new regulations on us. And, you know, we don't do a lot of international flights out here, Southwest. But Southwest, they do go to Punta Cana or Cabo or whatever it is. Yesterday, I had a lady coming through here with a Bichon. It was like a service animal. And I thought to myself, that ain't no service animal. So I made it play fetch with me for 17 minutes. The dog was nice as could be. Then I told her, you can't take that dog on unless you leave it here with me. I was this close to getting a dog. Would have been nice to have a friend. Anyway, I want to let you guys know, so they got all the travel ban going. Here's my rule. If someone gives me a hug, let them through. Who cares? They're obviously a caring, decent person. They got their papers in order. It's something I do on my own. I also want to let you guys know, next time you come through Midway, I got coupons for Sbarro. And I will be happy to take you guys there. Here's the deal. You got to buy 3 slices, but you get 2 garlic knots. And they'll put a little extra butter on that garlic knot for you. Other secret deal, if you go to the smoking section down off gate B18, they still play the old Mayor Daley recording of saying, welcome to Midway Airport. It just takes me back when I was married and the girls will still talk to me. Anyway,
Hope you guys are doing good. If you're coming through, I want to let you know, no problem through me. You just give me a big high five or a hug, or, you know, you got any tickets for your show, or you want to hang out, and we'll go down and get a dog or something. All right, Michael Kissick out.
Does it sound like he's crying?
Every, like, on it's the right on the surface. And did he call it a service aminal?
Yeah,
yeah, he did call it a service
aminal. That is a Chicago pronunciation.
That is,
that's Midway.
That's Midway for you. And you know what? I think Michael Kissick is maybe the biggest reason ever that more international flights should be going out of Midway.
I agree.
Travel ban my ass. All right, we're traveling this week. We'll see you guys in Portland. Thank you so much.
Come out. It's going to be fun.
Come out in the upcoming weeks. We've got coming on the on this podcast upcoming. We got Dan Harmon's going to be coming up. Jen Kirkman. Aisha Tyler, Sam Richardson's got the new show, a great Second City
Detroiters,
and he's on Veep and very, very funny there.
Very funny.
Matt Walsh, thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you for having me, gentlemen.
Follow him.
Where do I pick up my prize?
Oh, you got winning all four?
Who's got it?
You'll see it on the way out.
Yeah, if you don't see it,
just keep walking.
There's not much of a...
Just go out front and then go out back.
Yep,
go out front and then go out back.
All right. That door locks, though.
Nope, we'll see.
Okay, just buzz if you need to.
All right, Dan Van Kirk, Jason Sklar, thank you guys so much.
Thank
Matt
you,
Walsh.
Rand.
We are out. We'll see you next week. Dum, 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 dum.